Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Listen, they are printing guns now. Mm-hmm. They're printing guns. I know we had a segment, you could see it on the VFN Torch. By the way, if you have not yet seen the Torch, you got to go to the Torch. You go to VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. You'll see a torch burning on the right-hand side, but you think about it, it's like Gideon in Gideon's army where they had this torch, and what the torch really is, it's a light, L-I-G-H-T, conversation about God, His Word, and what's happening, God's news behind the news. Now, our precept upon precept teaching of the Word is on VFN TV, and it is detailed from the Scriptures, but we're having a conversation about what we need to have a perspective, a God perspective, a light, L-I-G-H-T perspective, because God told us, you know, to be the light of the world, let our light shine, shout it from the rooftops. But understand this, that so you can go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, just click on the flame, and it will take you right to the torch. And any topic that you want to, that you have a question about, or you want to hear something about, or be encouraged about, or find out God's news behind the news about it, up in the upper right hand corner it has a little search box. You just put your little cursor there, start typing in whatever you're interested in, whatever you're being led to listen to, and it'll give you the options of different ones that you can listen to. Of course, the programs, if you're looking for a certain program, you can go also and click on episodes, and you can hear you can see any previous full episodes of VFN Radio. But what you'll see is printing ears, where they're printing organs now. And I watched it. You'll see a video of them actually printing the ear.
Wow.
But now, because you have all these gun controls and things going on. As a matter of fact, listen to CBN News. CBN News is reporting on the 3D printing. It's amazing what they're doing now.
Well, 3D printing is revolutionizing the way we make things in the U.S. President Obama even praised the technology in his State of the Union address.
But a Texas man's 3D creation has the government stepping in and blocking distribution. Ephraim Graham reports on how 3D printing may have just gotten lethal.
This is the world's first 3D printed plastic gun. 25-year-old law student Cody Wilson has been working on the prototype for more than a year. Now his group, Defense Distributed, claims it succeeded. It's called the Liberator, and it's made from the $8,000 Stratasys 3D printer.
That was always the goal. The entire goal from the beginning was, can you print a gun on a 3D printer? Can you do it?
Wilson released the blueprints online for anyone to download, but the State Department quickly stepped in and blocked the company from distributing the details, citing international arms control laws. New York Senator Chuck Schumer and several other members of Congress are calling for 3D printed guns to be made illegal.
A terrorist, someone who's mentally ill, a spousal abuser, a felon, can essentially open a gun factory in their garage. And the only thing they need, a computer and a little over $1,000.
Lawmakers also worry the plastic guns would be untraceable, but advocates of the guns disagree.
I don't think there's any practical danger of somebody printing an untraceable weapon. And even if they did, the round would most certainly set off metal detectors.
Ballistic experts also warned firing a gun made from plastic could be lethal to the user. The pressure involved in firing a bullet could put too much stress on the plastic exterior. Meanwhile, Wilson's blueprints were downloaded more than 100,000 times before the State Department stepped in. But in the U.S., companies with 3D printing capabilities say they can't produce the device because of laws against production of such weapons. Ephraim Graham, CBN News.
This is wild. They can print organs and print guns, and I don't like that. You know, I don't know about all that kind of stuff, you know,
wow.
Because you think about it, we have laws that protect us from felons and those who have lost it in their mental capabilities,
right,
from getting guns. But if all they have is a printer, a computer, and $1,000, then they can print a weapon, you know, and
untraceable at that.
Untraceable. And that's amazing, though, what is taking place. You could print a gun.
Wow.
Well, you know, you understand that we're creating the image and the likeness of God. Mankind's creating the image and the likeness of God. And this is what you can read about it in Genesis when he says, let's create man in our image and our likeness. Well, God is a creative, he's a creator.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're created in his image and his likeness, we have the ability to create. I mean, you look at all the different things that's happened and since the world's began, and, you know, men build things, men create things, and over the last 125 years, 150 years, probably 125 years, since 1900, it's amazing all the things that have been created and invented. Most patents were delivered, I think like 90% of all patents, maybe more than that now, was since 1900.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, it was very few inventions. And, but it's important to realize this, that just because you can doesn't mean you should. Just because you can create a tower that goes up and, you know, God says, hey, whatever they've said in their mind to do, they can do.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we can do something as Christians doesn't mean we should, nor should we support something just because you can do it. Because there is no limit to what somebody who's made in the image and the likeness of the Creator until the Creator himself limits it.
Right.
And, you know, as knowledge and wisdom increase, we can more and more begin. I mean, they can print food, Pat.
Food?
They're printing. It's reportedly they're printing food. I saw them print an ear.
Can you eat it?
If you can print an ear, a living organ ear, a living organ ear. They printed it. It would go like a dot matrix type printer type thing, and it would just gradually inject DNA upon this particular material, and it would just stack it in the right strand order it had to be in. And they eventually had the ear, which would go under the skin, because you have one organ, which is the skin, but the ear itself is actually under the
skin. Yeah,
cartilage, and it's living. And then they would stick it into this particular incubator or whatever, and it would just grow.
Mm-hmm.
Mitosis, I guess, and all that stuff would happen for the cells.
Wow.
And then they were looking at people like a soldier that lost his ear or her ear in battle, or a child. There's a particular, you can find out more details on the torch, but that a child was born without an ear. There's certain kind of diseases that you don't have an ear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty cool. You know, they could, but it's like, it's an organ, so I don't know. And where did the, and it's like, just because we can, does that mean we should?
Right.
You know, and we're at this point right now where the only thing that's holding most back is the access to resources. And you think about some of the things that God has been, you know, showing us that maybe there's a reboot coming to the whole world.
Mm.
And a reboot is what you do to the computer when everything's locking up or whatever. You just shut it all down and bring it back up again. And a reboot humbles a generation. It humbles a nation, a people.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, you can't do what you could do anymore. You're just focused on, hey, we need some food and some water right now.
Right.
That's what happened with the Tower of Babel when they started building this tower up. And they said, we're going to build it till it reaches the heavens. And God heard about it, and he had some angels sent down to be able to find out what was going on. And this is what he said. He says, listen, if they continue on because they're unified with this vision, they can accomplish it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go down and confuse their language. That is called reboot. That's a reboot. I mean, it's like 5 minutes ago, you're going like, hey, how are you doing? Grab that brick over there. We're going to build a tower.
Right.
And all of a sudden they go, yo no hablo ese inglés. It's like, what happened there?
Right.
You know, parlez vous français. You know, all of a sudden they're just speaking these different languages.
Mm-hmm.
Could be in Gawa. I don't know what language was. But that's called a reboot. And that was important because if that reboot wouldn't happen, they would have continued to print guns. They would have continued to take DNA from babies and take that DNA from aborted children and begin to create organs and try to create life.
All right.
It's time for a reboot, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a reboot. And if we care about mankind, it's like, hey, I mean, that's it. You know, what are you doing today? I'm going to go plant some seed, milk the goat, you know, make some cheese, you know, a world without hot sauce.
Oh, no.
How do you grow habanero peppers or whatever that is, right?
Exactly.
So, I mean, they're printing guns. And you can see this video. Go to VFN www.thetorch.com and click on the torch. The flame's on your right. Click on the flame, and you can see firsthand this gun being fired. And I'm very uncomfortable with the fact that you can print a gun. I mean, you think about, even as a parent, you know, so many parents are struggling with children that are rebellious. It's like, what are you doing in there? Nothing. It's like, are you printing a gun in there?
Right.
No, I'm just playing cards. It's like, are you on that computer again? Are you printing a bomb or something in there? I mean, you think about it. And it's like,
thank God we didn't have computers.
Right. And it's like, oh my goodness, it's time for a reboot. And when things reboot, even though Rome was a powerful, most powerful city around, and it was ruling, you know, so many things, it fell.
Yeah.
It just fell, and all of a sudden people begin to leave all that stuff and begin to even leave these big buildings and stuff because they just didn't work, and you had to be close to the elements that so you could live, and just things reboot. I believe the Dark Ages begin to come around that time. And we're at that point. I mean, look what we're creating. Look what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, men who are creating the image and the likeness of God will always be able to create. But God can frustrate that. You know, God will frustrate the message of the gospel frustrates the intellect of the intelligent and, you know, confounds the wise. And be careful about being so interested, because we're talking about what God's, you know, what is God's perspective, God's news behind the news. And so we can look back at what man did with the Tower of Babel. They were able to create it. We look back at Genesis where he says we're created in the image and likeness of him who is a creator. So he's a creator. We're a creator. But we can create evil or we can create good. Now, we're called to lay down our life for our brother. We're called to love and to forgive. And so we're not printing guns. I mean, that's not what we would be focused on as a believer.
Right.
And so this is kind of a God perspective of that. If we're printing organs, we're printing guns, we're printing food. I mean, think about it. Yeah, print me a burger.
Yeah.
With French fries. And print it with less grease. You know, no fat.
Right. No calories.
No calories. Who would ever thunk it, huh? Think about it. It wasn't long ago that we had the Pony Express. You know, we had like teletype trains. Mm-hmm. And now we're printing food, organs, and guns. It sounds like the Tower of Babel, right?
Yeah.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. Or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.